What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Sergeant Don. We're here today to talk about a new unit within the Licking County Sheriff's Office, the Traffic Enforcement Unit, part of the Patrol Division. And I'm joined by Deputy Josh Watson. Josh, thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about this new unit. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, no problem. So the Licking County Traffic Enforcement Unit was created in January of this year. The goal of the Sheriff's Office is we wanted to get our accidents down, whether that be serious injury accidents, property damage accidents, or fatalities. Fortunately, our numbers and fatalities are down this year, so that is one thing. Our goal's getting there. Community-oriented, too. So say, for example, if you call in about people speeding on your street, instead of waiting for an hour, 2 hours, if the deputies are busy in patrol, you call and you have two deputies that are assigned specifically to traffic, and we come and we work that complaint. Follow up with citizens, let them know, hey, this is what's happened, this is what's going on out here. If you need anything else, don't hesitate to get a hold of us. Visibility is a big thing, too. We want to be out there. We want everyone to get home safe. That's our goal. You know, we want everybody to make a home one piece.
That's been a big thing. We've seen when the pandemic was going on, and we've seen it kind of come down to an end. Mm-hmm. But people haven't, they've changed their driving habits the wrong way during the pandemic. And so you guys are out there really to try, again, to be visible.
Right.
To reduce that bad driving.
So coming out of COVID in 2021, we saw a decrease in accidents. There were less people out on the roadways. We had a lot more people working from home. A lot of people were staying at home. They didn't want to go outside. So when we came into 2022 and it started to get warm again and more people started to get out, when our COVID numbers went down, we started to see a lot more accidents out there. Property damage accidents, injury accidents, they started to go up a little bit because people came out and hit the gas pedal a little bit more. And, you know, everyone wanted to be out in the warm weather. They want to be out moving around again. They want to get back to normalcy. So that's one thing that we see that, and we want to get out there and combat that and get people slow down a little bit and make it home okay.
Now, Josh, we had talked a little bit earlier, too, and I think you said one of your missions is to be more community-oriented.
Yeah.
And not every traffic stop deserves a ticket. And you're out there with mm-hmm. a great philosophy, which I think people need to understand and, mm-hmm. and think about a little bit. Hey, you made a mistake.
Yes.
And they may not even know what they did wrong.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're there to really educate them too on their driving.
Yeah. So what we do with that, my philosophy and my partner is Aaron Dolker, Deputy Dolker with the SO. And one of our big things is we don't want every stop to end in a citation. That's not necessary. You know, there are people that may have committed an infraction and they honestly don't know what they did. You know, does that person who has never had a ticket or hasn't had a ticket in 10 years, do they deserve a ticket? No, they don't. If they don't know what they're doing, we want to go more of the education piece. You know, you make that improper right-hand turn. Well, we want to educate you on what a proper turn is, you know, stay in that curb lane, not that left lane. So you don't get into an accident. And that's one thing, you know, it's been received very well since we've been out there doing this.
You know, I think straight from the horse's mouth, there's no quota.
No, there is no quota. There is no quota. That is not a thing. We don't go out there. We're not number based. Our numbers are our crash numbers. And the lower that those numbers are, the better. That means we're out here doing our job. That means that the community is seeing us. The community is getting results. That's about it. There's no set number for tickets or traffic stops or, you know, I may stop 30 cars in a week and I may not issue any tickets for that. You know, warning suffice just as well. A warning can do more than a citation can sometimes, you know, especially if you get those younger drivers out there, the 16, 17 years old that just got their license. You know, you want to educate them, make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, those young drivers, they do make mistakes.
They do.
Because they just don't have the experience that the adults have. So look for them out on the roads. It's the Traffic Enforcement Unit. Deputy Josh Watson, and what was your partner's name again?
Deputy Aaron Dolker.
All right, look for them. They're out there to help and be assistance to everyone in the community.